Yo, what's going on, everybody? Welcome to my podcast, Fast Forward Mindset Motivational Podcast. And just in case you didn't know, I'm your host, Coach James. On my podcast, I will give you the recipe to a brand new you by intentionally rewiring the way you think. And the way you think is everything. Happy Flex Your Mind Muscle Friday. You know, y'all, first of all, everybody's doing great. I want to focus more on mindset things, in essence of me having my Flex Your Mind Muscle Friday, and also Mind Change Set Monday, because those are two big days for your mindset, right? And mind you, those are not days that are particularly set for those days. I've made those 2 days up. Now, I'm not trying to make myself sound like I'm an ultimate creator, but just so happened, I created those 2 days. So we got Mindset Change Monday, and we got Flex Your Mind Muscle Friday. So happy Flex Your Mind Muscle Friday. So yeah, I'm really excited. I'm stoked because March 17th is my 46th birthday, as well as it's the anniversary of my very first podcast that I released. And just in case you didn't know, I have a podcast out there also called My Two Cents on Life, life spelled with the Y, and that is also on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. And I started that, like I said, I released my first episode on March 17th. But coming up on the 1 year anniversary, I'm super excited because the podcast is still going. Now, if you have not heard any of those podcasts, go check them out. I got some very notable podcast episodes that I did on there, and it's definitely going to help you get to where you want to be in life when it comes to being successful. So go check that out. And the countdown is going to begin for my anniversary as well as my birthday. So y'all, if you did not get to check Monday's podcast episode, it's called Mindset Change Monday. It was just released this past Monday, so go check it out. It's a great podcast. So y'all, I'm a gym guy, and I think I've shared this with you, a lot of you. And if you don't know it, you probably looked at my pictures on IG or Facebook, you can tell that. But I go to the gym a couple times a week, lift heavy weights, have a very pristine diet that I stick to, nutrition plan, whatever you want to call it. It's something that I do on a daily basis, and I practice it daily. But when I go to the gym, I see a lot of people in there focused. And when I say focused, they're focused on lifting heavy weights, deadlifts, bench press. And I mean, there's competitions happening all the time. I see two girls working out, and they're loading up the plates, trying to see who can bench press the most and who can deadlift the most weight. And when I see this, I'm thinking in my mind, like, you're strong. But the strongest muscle on your body is not your legs. It is not your chest or your bicep. It is simply your mindset. And so today's episode is called The Strongest Muscle, because I want everyone to understand and interpret that the strongest muscle on your body is your mindset. It's not your arms. It's not your legs. It's not your booty. It's your beauty. I'm just kidding. That's from Friday, Nick Friday. but anyways, I hope y'all get the point. So when you think about that the muscle is the strongest thing on your body being the mindset muscle, how do you react to that? What do you think? And I would hope that would make you think of different things that you need to focus on to build a strong mind muscle. So am I saying don't go to the gym? By all means, I'm not saying that. The point I want to make is that while you're in the gym lifting heavy weights, deadlifting, bench pressing, squats, lunges, make sure that you set aside time to also build the strongest muscle on your body, which is the mindset. And where I want to go with this morning is I want to bring up the story of Samson in the Bible. Yes, I'm like Sanford's. The strength is in my hair. But I want to bring Samson up because this story is very notable. And the reason why it's notable is because it talks about the strength of Samson, of how much or how strong he was physically. But the moral of the story was is that he was strong physically, but spiritually he was weak. And your spirituality, because you can't see it, you can't touch it, your spirituality is your mindset. How strong is your mindset when it comes to your spiritual beliefs? Because that's really what it comes down to. The Bible tells you that it is faith, right? You can't touch it. You can't see it. It is faith. Believe in not what you see. Believe in the things that you don't see. That is faith. You can't see God. You can't touch God. But you have to have enough spirituality and faith to believe that he is really real. So if you're strong physically and not spiritually from the mindset, in my mind, in my opinion, you're still weak. Have you ever seen somebody or heard of a story where someone got an accident and the car was on top of them? Right? And there was this smaller guy who comes up and he has this unbelievable strength to lift up the car and help get the person from under the car. His mindset was strong enough during a moment of tragedy to say, I need to help this person. And because I've got to help this person, I have as much strength as I need to lift this car. And lo and behold, this individual come and lifts up the car. That is mindset strength. You could be the strongest person in the gym, but when you see those 7 plates on each side that you're getting ready to deadlift, if your mind said you can't do it, you can't simply do it. You can't lift 7 plates on each side, 14 plates total, because your mind has already ruled you out. The mindset causes fear, doubt, and worry. So if you have a lot of doubt that you can't do something, and it's in your mind, you're not going to be able to do it because you've already counted yourself out because you've doubted yourself. And I'll say this. If you lose control of your mindset, anxiety will take over. And when anxiety takes over, it could lead to depression and possibly even suicide. And that's why I feel like, in my opinion, I'm not a psychologist. I don't have a certification or a degree when it comes to people's mindset of committing suicide. So I'm not going to even say that I have that. But in my opinion, in my strong opinion, I feel like that when you commit suicide, other than it being a mental health issue, that sometimes your mindset got the best of you. Because you never focus on building and strengthening your mindset. You were strong physically, but mentally, you were weak. Now, just for the record, let me just say it again, just so everyone knows. Some of us have mental health issues. And some suicidal cases, depression, anxiety, is because of that. And so I'm not saying that if you build a strong mindset, those things go away. You need to speak to someone who's certified or have a degree to do that. I'm just speaking of those right now who struggles with a weak mindset, not a mental health issue. Okay? Just want to say that for the record. Okay? So in me doing more research when it comes to the mindset. And like I said, the mindset is the strongest muscle on the body. So while you're in the gym focusing on building a strong core, strong glutes, big biceps, where's the time to building a strong mindset? You've got to focus on that. The mindset has three memory banks. And this is going to go a little bit off on a tangent, but this is very important information. You might want to write this down, okay? The mindset has three memory banks. There's the semantic memory bank, which is knowledge-based memories. These are things that are knowledgeable, and you have a memory of them. Like examples, like strong facts, right? Facts that you believe, facts that you know. Because there's facts out there, but just because it's a fact doesn't mean people believe it still. I've heard people say all the time, I don't believe that, but it's a fact, but I don't believe it, right? But also, the semantic memory bank is also has to do with concepts and languages. So these are the things that you know, things that you've understood from a concept perspective, and then also different languages that you know and you can speak. And then you have your episodic memory bank. That is the emotional-based memories. Like autobiography memories. Memories of personal events. So things that you've done great and things that were not great in your life. And just so happened, what I think, and I've done a podcast on this in the past about how we think about bad memories versus good memories. Our bad memories overtake what happened good in our life because we focus more on those. So if you have not heard that podcast, go check it out. It's called Memories. And it talks about good memories and bad memories and how we hold on to bad memories versus the good memories. But back to what I was saying, it's the episodic part of the mindset is memories of personal events and knowledge about yourself and your personal identity. So these are things that you know about yourself, right? Your personal identity. Now, let me say this. Your personal identity may be totally wrong as to who you think you may be or you are, right? You could be totally wrong. You could be this way today and a different person tomorrow, right? So I feel like that doesn't mean that part of the episodic part of the brain does not mean that the knowledge about yourself or your personal identity can stay the same. It can change. Because you can change your identity, right? And then also the knowledge about yourself. Those things can change. Definitely change. And next you have your procedural based memory. And that is the action-based memories. It's where we store learned behaviors, like how to drive a car or how to play a guitar. So some of you out there who have a special talent to play an instrument, yeah, that's a part of your brain that actually holds on to a memory bank for that. So don't be surprised when you can play with your eyes closed. You can play without having lyrics in front of you or writing a song, right? Because now your brain has a memory bank of you doing this. It's kind of like when you watch an NBA professional basketball player or whoever. They shoot so many jump shots, they can close their eyes because now it's a muscle memory, right? Well, this is what this is part of, right? This is the procedural-based memory of the brain. It's one of the memory banks. So you can shoot a jump shot with your eyes closed, because now your body knows and has a memory bank of how you need to release the ball at which point of your jump, however you see it, or you just shoot a regular jump shot. Now, the definition, the psychology definition of the mindset is the mindset is a series of self-perception or beliefs people held about themselves. These determine behaviors, outlook, and mental attitudes. So, an example, you believe in you're intelligent or unintelligent, right? Because you can believe these things. And these things that you believe about yourself and people start to sit within you, and you start to have and build a memory bank of these things, right? And based on your memory bank, it may impact your behavior, how you carry yourself. It may impact your outlook on how you see and view things. And last but not least, your mental attitude about life. The mindset is the strongest muscle on the body. It can dictate, like I said, your mental attitude. And your attitude and your mindset is everything. I feel like those who have control of their mindset usually are people who have great attitudes. They have a great outlook on life. Now, they may not have a great outlook on certain specific subjects, right? On particular facts, because they still have their own opinion, right? But their mindset is still drives them to have a great positive outlook and a positive attitude in life. So don't ever think because you see someone who has a positive mindset, who's always smiling, always happy, don't think that they don't have their own idea or mentality about facts in this world. Because we do. We still have our own ideas. And it may not be what you think, but it doesn't dictate or means that because we think this way about a fact, that we have a negative attitude about life or a negative outlook about life. We could be very positive, but we just don't like the idea of that, right? Thomas Edison said the hardest thing to do is think. And with the statue of a man of Thomas Edison to say the hardest thing to do is think, that would lead me to share with you that you need to work on building the strongest muscle, which is your mindset muscle. Because if you learn how to think, it will dictate your behavior, your outlook on life, and your mental attitude. So let me ask you a question. Are you going to focus on building your glutes, building big biceps and strong legs? Or are you going to work on strengthening your mindset muscle? Happy Flex Your Mind Muscle Friday. Hey, y'all, thank y'all for listening. I really appreciate it. To my listeners, thank you. And to my consistent listeners, thank you for continuing to come back and listen to me babble. I really appreciate that. That means a lot to me. Hey, y'all, I still have my sessions going on for 30 minutes, my consultations for $50. If you're interested, send me an email at jewatki1@gmail.com, and I'll definitely be happy to set something up with you. You can share your ideas, your struggles, whatever you're looking to share with me. Send me an email and just let me know you're interested, and then I'll get back to you and let you know what day and time I'm available. Please subscribe to the podcast. Whatever platform you're on, make sure you subscribe. Always leave comments on the podcast. Let me know how I'm doing. If you like the podcast, you don't like it, hey, Coach James, talk about this. I want to hear this. I want to hear that. That way I know and have some ideas of what you want me to talk about. I'm not hard to find. I'm on IG all day, every day. It's 40 and Fit Life Coach, James Watkins. If you are struggling this morning with thoughts of suicide, thoughts of hurting someone else, please call 988, which is the Suicide Prevention Hotline. And as I always say, practice daily mindset rehabilitation. And that's what this is, y'all. Peace!